Hi, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online, inviting you to subscribe to our other podcast called The Grave Talks. It's where I sit down and interview individuals who've had extreme paranormal situations happen to them in their lives. Just search The Grave Talks on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Be sure to press subscribe and give us some stars to help spread the word that this show exists. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, the haunted Lincoln Theater. The haunted Lincoln Theater in Illinois has been the stage for some of the most iconic performers in history, Harry Houdini, and more. Long after the stage shows ended, the Lincoln Theater fell onto hard times, suffering through multiple closures and reopenings. Through it all, did some of the performers never leave? Did the ghosts of some of history's top performers still grace the stage of the haunted Lincoln Theater? Some claim to have even seen and heard the ghost of Houdini himself telling from the stage it was time for magic and a shocking EVP. Today, we discuss the haunted world of the Lincoln Theater and how the ghosts are captured with paranormal investigator Dale Kaczmarek.
Well, the theater obviously is located in downstate Decatur, Illinois, and it's truly one of the most haunted theaters that I've ever investigated in the country. The theater was originally built back in 1916 by a guy named Clarence Waite. That's just like the W-A-I-T, Waite. And the building was actually built, this theater was built on the site of a tragic fire that took place here in 1915, which destroyed the Decatur Hotel, killing an unknown amount of people inside. So basically the theater was right built upon the ashes of this very tragic fire. It opens for its first performance back October 26th of 1916 and has seating for over 1,200 people. One of the very first performances, the first performance actually was a comedy called Hit the Trail Holiday by George M. Cohan. It was later opened as the Lincoln Square Theater, but it was simply called the Lincoln Theater later on. When crowds began to dwindle, the theater was closed up for a time, and today, with the help of restoration, is once again open to the public. Some of the actors that have been involved or have graced the stage include people like Ethel Barrymore, Jeanette MacDonald, Tallulah Bankhead, Al Jolson, Bob Hope, and even Harry Houdini. It was said that he performed on stage and used a trap door on the stage to simply disappear. So it was sort of an illusion. It wasn't really magic, I guess. I guess you could call it magic. And there's actually a trap door that you can actually see still, or the remnants of that trap door right in center stage. There are many different ghosts associated with the theater. Most often people see a lot of shadow figures and shadowy images throughout. One includes a man, or at least a ghost, that has been encountered near the stage called One Arm Red. Nobody knows his real name, but Red was apparently a stage hand back when this was a vaudeville. A lot of vaudeville plays were put on here. And one night he was working high above the stage in the metal grid work when he slipped and fell. He tried to catch himself, but hitting the stage many feet below by reaching out to stop his plummet, but his arm became snagged between two beams, and apparently his arm was tore out of his socket from the shoulder. He was allegedly found dead the next day. I think throughout the years, many people have heard eerie sounds, footsteps in the vacant theater, reports of whisperings and voices have been heard, as well as a strange figure often seen in the balcony from time to time. There's a very creepy spiral staircase that is off stage. It's a very circular metal spiral staircase. And during our investigations, I'll tell you right now, it's one thing I'm a little concerned about is heights, and is a really kind of a weird height. It's very, very dark back there. It was a little tiny little area up there. I'm not really sure what it was quite used for. And we had put some cameras and digital recorders up there to let them run for a while. And we did get some whispers and so forth that we heard. Other reports include the sound of footsteps climbing up that spiral staircase in the back of the stage. It was reported to several people clearly while filming a television segment. As they were filming, they were walking up the staircase with somebody who was telling the history of the location. When they stopped, they heard somebody else walking up behind them. You can actually hear the clank of footsteps coming back up behind them. Of course, they looked back down. They turned the flashlight on, and there was nobody walking on the stairs.
Let's before we keep going forward with more of the experiences, because I want to hear more of them. Let's go back a little bit further to some of the history and some of the events that that took place. You had said earlier that the fire that occurred in 1915. There's an unknown number of deaths. Why is it that there was an unknown number? Was there just not a good record keeping of who was in the building at the time?
That could have been possibly one of the reasons, and because the fire was so devastating and literally burnt the building mm-hmm. down, many people were burned beyond recognition, and maybe some of the bodies were incinerated to the point where they couldn't actually determine if this arm went with this body, sure. if his head went with this body. So there's not a lot of that was been able to kind of dig up in the past about that, but it is a tragedy that took place. And of course, any place time where you have untimely death, people that die tragically. There's been many other theater fires in Chicago, that the very famous sure. Iroquois Theater fire that killed 620 people in that theater. Very often when you get things like that happen, there's always a chance of paranormal activity in the future.
Sure. When the theater was built over the site of that hotel, I would imagine, I mean, I'm sure it's hard to tell, we're basing everything and you know, thoughts on records, but it seems like a pretty quick turnaround of a tragedy and then boom, theater right up on the site of where all these people had perished. How far back does it go? What is the earliest report, I guess, of some sort of paranormal activity? Is there anything that traces back to the theater's first run after it was built?
I guess a lot of the reports began to stem, if my memory serves me correctly, back around the 1940s, 1950s, mm-hmm. Through the 60s. It didn't happen immediately afterwards, and even in the Iroquois Theater fire, the building was completely destroyed inside, but it wasn't burnt to the ground, and they just kind of, you know, refurbished it, and they don't even tell the history of people when they go through the building anymore that there has been a tragedy here. But there usually is, and I've noticed this in fires, tragedies that I've kind of scoped out in my work, that there is usually a very quick turnaround in these locations where something happens, and in some cases they rebuild a new theater or something else, and sometimes they just simply scrap the area.
Now, with this building, was it completely rebuilt, or are there parts of the hotel that are part of the theater?
No, the building was completely demolished, okay. and the theater was built directly on that okay. same property.
Okay. So as far as early reports of activity in the building, where does that trace back to? Is that more modern times as the theater's been refurbished and repurposed here again? Or does that go back even further to the time of it being abandoned or its previous life and activity in it?
Well, I mean, most of it started, within, let's say, 20, 30 years or so, maybe 40 years or so after the theater was built and opened up.
Okay.
It's more contemporary stories that seem to happen where people today are attending either a conference or some other event there. that they'll experience something, but a lot of the reports seem to happen to people when the building is kind of closed, when it's very quiet.
What is
there may be some stage hands cleaning up, and that's when they'll pick up a lot of these activity.
What is the oldest known account that you're aware of in some detail that you are aware of the building, of having something paranormal happen in it?
Well, that would be the story I told about the one-armed Red.
Okay.
That basically is one of the oldest stories, and it's one that it continues to this very day. There have been reports of shadow figures. There have been reports of sounds on the stage, in some cases loud noises, which might be indicative of maybe somebody hitting the stage, falling from a distance or something. Of course, when people, you know, explore and try to figure out what's going on and what caused it, that sound, of course, there's nothing there.
Okay. Tell me about the time when it was abandoned. How long was that for, and when did it get a new chance at life?
Well, again, the theater basically was built just about a year after the fire. And
I thought, didn't you say it was abandoned for a while?
Did I say that? I'm not sure.
You did. At the beginning of the interview, you said the theater, it was opened after the fire, and then it was kind of sitting abandoned for several years, and then it was reopened. That's where I'm getting to.
Right. There have been several instances in the history of this theater where it has been closed down for a while. In fact, in the time between the opening and then vaudeville, it was very, very big. And then after kind of vaudeville kind of panned out and it wasn't so popular, it was kind of converted into a regular movie theater where they would have movies and then maybe some plays on occasion, but not like the vaudeville. And then it was after that time period, this is probably going back to the 1940s or so, where it really kind of the interest kind of petered out in the movie house and so forth. And for a while at that point, this is when the theater became closed up and kind of abandoned, and it kind of fell into disrepair for a while. Of course, there was nobody fixing, maintaining stuff inside of there. And then eventually it kind of gave a new breath of life in more modern times.
Okay. So tell me about your investigations there. What drew you to the theater?
Well, obviously, theaters are one of the locations, besides hospitals, prisons, and state mental institutions, that we seem to get the most activity from. In my work, those are the four locations that are top priority. And, of course, theaters, a lot of people come through theaters in the course of their lifetime and the lifetime of the theater. There's all different types of emotions that take place. And in some cases, there can be tragedies that take place inside theaters, as I pointed out. We've been investigating this theater far back as 2007. I think was one of the very first times we were there investigating. And what we do for our work basically is we'd already had known somewhat of the history of the place. I mean, I always like to try to dig up some more history whenever possible. But we set up a lot of specialized equipment, a lot of infrared cameras, a lot of digital recorders, Mel meters, different devices that pick up energy fluctuations, cold spots. Of course, we snap a lot of digital infrared photographs throughout the course of our investigation. The very first time we investigated was October 27th of 2007. And we were there. At that point, we had a very nice piece of equipment that we called Geist. Of course, it's the German word for ghost in the term poltergeist. And it's really an acronym for Geophysically Equipped Instrument of Scientific Testing. And what it does, basically, it's a self-contained piece of ghost hunting gear. This device, when it's hooked up, you can hook up a lot of different parameters to it. You can hook up a tri-field meter. You can hook up a device that actually picks up smells, hydrogen sulfide, the smell of rotten eggs, which people often experience.
I hope you enjoyed your 15-minute preview of our new podcast, The Grave Talks. Be sure to subscribe to it on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts to not miss any episode of the show. New episodes every single Monday. Just search for The Grave Talks And then press subscribe. Give us a review while you're at it and some stars that will help us grow in the rankings and let other folks know that the show exists to make an even better show for you. The Grave Talks. Check it out at thegravetalks.com.